real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about the publicans again. Because would you support a protest if publicans organise one? Now, I'm also looking at a thread online as well where publicans, some publicans, who have been stopped from opening till the end of the month, are saying they're going to open anyway. Now, God only knows what's going to happen, by the way. But anyway, we spoke on Tuesday night to Deirdre, who owns a publican in Limerick, and she was devastated on the air. She was actually crying. She was so upset about her livelihood. But the fact that she wasn't open on August the 10th, as originally planned, so much so that she said she was going to organise a protest. During my discussion, she told me they were going to organise this protest in Dublin, and they're not taking the decision lying down. But I want to get your thoughts on the protest. It looks like it is going ahead. I don't know what date, by the way. And if publicans protest, would you support them? There is a thread going online where pubs are saying they're going to open on the 10th of August, which is on Monday. Now, I don't know how they get around that, whether they serve pizzas or just serve nothing. And also the idea as well for many pubs who are now being already, the gastro pubs which are open, are now being told they have to close at 11 o'clock. This has to be the most ridiculous decision that has ever been made. Because if we're letting the pubs open, closing them at 11 is only going to force people to go to house parties, which is something they were trying to avoid in the first place. So that makes no sense whatsoever. So the question I'm going to be asking you is, will you support the pubs if they do open on Monday out of protest, or if they do have a protest? The suggestion was the protest would be at the Red Cow roundabout, so all the different pub owners from all over the country could meet at that particular roundabout, which is considered to be the road to everywhere, so to speak, that particular roundabout. So would you support them? Restaurants and pubs that are now open, as I said, will need to now close their premises and have people off the premises by 11 o'clock. Currently, under the Liquor Licensing Act, it's 11:30 off the premises by 12, so it's an hour earlier. So I want to know, will you support the protest on Monday if these pubs go ahead and open, and if the gastro pubs continue to open till 11:30, people off the premises by 12? Will you support them in their objection to these new restrictions that are being put upon them? Will you support them? Yes, you will, or no, I'm not going to support them. They're doing it. The government are doing this in the interest of public health. They should be doing what they're told. We've seen high numbers of cases. When I say high numbers, I mean, obviously, it's a virus that's going to affect people. But there are high numbers of cases. Thankfully, no real deaths. One death so far in the last 7 days. And again, to point out, we don't know exactly the circumstances surrounding that death, as sad as it may be. The high numbers of cases, it's been reported now in the Irish Independent. A food producer has suspended all production at its Kildare facility after 80 of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. Now, that's not just today, by the way. This is over the last few days. These are the numbers that we're seeing over the last few days. O'Brien Fine Foods, which specialise in meats, so it's a meat factory, said in a statement this evening that an employee presented with COVID-19 symptoms in recent days and subsequently tested positive for the virus. And O'Brien Fine Foods can confirm that the company has suspended all processing operations at our Timahoe and County Kildare facility as of from 9 p.m. Wednesday, the 5th of August. So what we're seeing over the last 3 or 4 days, which Neffitt and obviously the Deputy Chief Medical Officer are saying is of concern, is a single cluster, so to speak, in the same company, within the same company of factory. So people obviously moving maybe from factory to factory, etc., etc. Meat factories, people often wonder, well, why are meat factories a problem? And I was reading an article the other day about meat factories in particular. Firstly, it's the people who work there. You will have low paid workers who work there who live generally in communities. So they will live maybe 4 or 5 to a room because it's low paid work in a lot of places. I'm not saying particularly in O'Brien Fine Foods. We have noticed, obviously, in relation to the Irish meat factory problem, there are many people who are living in direct provision are working in these factories as well. We don't know if they're isolating when they're being told to isolate. They're living in close quarters to each other. And also, on top of that, the actual business of a meat factory, and I'm sure somebody in an abattoir can explain to me exactly how it works, but from what I was reading is, and I don't want to go into the details for those, it's effective, like meat has to be slaughtered to produce food. The pigs are put on hooks. The engineering involved in changing that for social distancing wouldn't be financially viable, from what I believe. So the pigs are put on hooks, they go along a conveyor belt, people are standing fairly close to each other doing their job, one person obviously cuts the throat of the pig or whatever it is to drain the blood, and somebody else has to do something else and somebody else. So they're close to each other. They're working close to each other. And they're all touching the same pig or the same item. So this in turn lends itself to, I suppose, the spreading of any virus that might. So even going back before COVID-19, if somebody got the flu, for example, in a meat factory, the chances are many other people would have got it as well, because they all work very close quarters to each other, and that would have been raised. And it's difficult to change that, I believe, for social distancing, etc., etc. So the point I'm trying to make is that we as much as I, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, is telling people to be concerned, I don't believe we should be too concerned. Because it is isolated to these particular meat factories. Hopefully, the individuals responsible or the individuals involved who have COVID-19 will isolate. They won't share it in the community. There is only two community cases today. Only two. So although there's 63 cases, there's only two community cases. The 63 today, the 50 whatever it was yesterday, the 49 the day before, they are all from the same place and covered in this story as 80 of the employees tested positive over the last 3 days, or the last 2 days, should I say, because they closed the plant yesterday at 9 o'clock. So most likely you will see high numbers of cases over the next 2 or 3 days where all these people who have been tested come into those numbers. And hopefully by maybe late Saturday or Sunday, we should see the cases, or hopefully will drop back down again when those people isolate. So that's just to put a bit of context into what you're seeing in the news, all right? Because, unfortunately, news headlines tend to scare people. Now, getting back to the pubs, it kind of begs the questions, why we're picking on the pubs and not allowing them to open when the clusters are not actually in the pubs? There hasn't been, through contact tracing, I don't believe, a case of COVID-19 in a pub or a restaurant, so I don't know why we're picking on them. Shane, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Shane?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Okay, Shane, would you support the pubs if they protest? Now, there's two methods of protest they're talking about. One is to meet at the Red Cow Inn, which was what they mentioned the other night on the air, and they was in the Daily Mail yesterday. And the other is by opening, even though they're not supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally support. I would love if they opened. I would be...
It would be illegal, can I point that out, by the way? Yes,
sir. I know, that's the only thing. I understand that, but I just feel the publicans and people who work in the pubs, they've been treated so unfairly by the government. I mean, they're literally been told, okay, you can open, and then it's told, okay, maybe you can open, and now you can't open, and...
And now that the ones that are open, we went to close a bit earlier, and yeah.
Yeah, and like you said as well, I totally agree with you. Like, it's just going to lead to a cluster of house parties, because people are just going to go to house parties, and you're going to have 20, 30 people in a three-bedroom house. They're all going to be on top of each other, like a second orgy or something. And that's going to put up cases way more than having a pub that can seat 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can social distance in a pub. I just don't get it.
So out of support, would you go to a pub on Monday night if they open? Do you drink, by the way, Shane?
For me, it wouldn't be much about the alcohol. It's the social aspect. I love going down. For me, it's purely the social aspect.
And is your local where you'd normally go, is that open or closed at the moment? Is that a gastropub or is it?
No, it was like I live in a small town, so they're all just wet pubs.
Okay, so they're closed at the moment.
They're all closed, yeah. I thought maybe one of them might have tried to do the food, but...
Pizzas outside, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I just thought maybe one of them might try it, but I think maybe they're just going to wait and see, you know. But
if they all opened out of protest in your town on Monday, you know, and people said, listen, we're all getting together, we're going down there, Shane, you know, just to support, you know, Johnny the bar owner, would you go down?
I would.
Yeah, okay, so you would go down. Then the Garda Síochána, of course, will, you know, obviously have the law on there. Well, I don't know exactly how the legislation works or what legislation they would use to close them, because I imagine they have a liquor licence which allows them to open, but I don't know how that works out.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would like to, I try to abide by the rules as well, you know, but I would feel like, I do feel very sorry for them. Like, I mean, I would definitely be in support of them.
And, okay, but you're not going to lie down in the street when the guards come and say, I'm not moving.
No.
Right, okay.
No, no.
But in principle, you support them, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, like, you know, like, there's a lot of people, like, I think, you know, being in rural Ireland as well, I think, like, you know, that they don't see that aspect of how important, I know it's not everything in rural Ireland, but it is a big part. It's a big part of the communities where people get together, you know what I mean? Like, it's not just about people going out and getting shit-faced, you know what I mean?
And what do you say to people who believe that the pubs are being completely irresponsible, if they do decide to open on Monday, or they do decide to protest, that they're being irresponsible and they're not thinking of public health?
But I mean, there's no difference from the gastropubs opening, the restaurants opening, and we haven't seen...
Well, a burger and chips is the difference, isn't it?
That's it, exactly. Yeah, I know there was a lovely lady there on the talk show there. Slipping in with time. What's
you shouldn't
time
be. You
call?
Shouldn't. You shouldn't be listening to any of the talk shows anyway. But go on.
But no, she was. She literally said, she goes, the only difference between my pub and the pubs that are open is the plate of food on
yeah.
the table.
Well, that is. That is the only difference.
Yeah, you know what I mean, and. Like and like, what it's going to lead to now is just going to be a cluster of house parties, and people will get pissed off, and then if people go to people's houses and the guards are cracking down on that, you're just going to go to parks, they're going to go to abandoned fields, like people are going to get together anyway, so mm-hmm. you know what I mean, and they're going to do it. So like, I don't understand. Like,
well, then what's the solution to all this, Shane? Just open up, let's deal with it as it happens, and just let's get on with it. Is that the solution? Because thankfully the hospitals aren't under pressure at the moment. And the whole idea was we were to flatten the curve. We flattened it, we crushed it, all that kind of carry on.
I do think there's a certain degree of they have to take care in certain aspects. You know, but I think what all publicans across the country as well, what they'd be saying is, they just want to be given a chance. Like they can do the same measurement that other pubs that serve food are doing. They can social distance, they can monitor, they can they can have the hand sanitizers, do all the things that all the other pubs are doing. There's no, I mean, me and my girlfriend went out to a restaurant there on Saturday, and like there was two people literally sitting, I'd say about a meter away from us, right behind us.
So, okay, well, there's a few guys. Somebody says, Niall, is the Doll bar open? I bet it is, looking after themselves as always. Well, firstly, they're not sitting in the Doll at the moment. They're sitting in the convention centre because it's bigger. The Doll is too small for social distancing, allegedly. So I don't know if the Doll bar is open when they go back to their offices, because I assume they go back to the Doll, back to their offices again. And I don't, maybe somebody can clarify, I don't know whether it's open or not. I don't, and maybe they do serve food in the Doll bar, so that could be classed as a gastropub. Billy, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Billy?
Hiya, Niall, all right?
Billy, I mean, okay, so there's two possible ideas of a protest online. I've been looking, but there's one Deirdre spoke to us the other night about, which is all meeting at the Red Cow.
Yep.
They haven't put a date on it yet. I'm assuming next week sometime. And the other is that some of them are saying they're going to open anyway.
Yep.
In defiance of the government.
I agree with both protests, definitely. I think they should open up tomorrow, the whole lot of them. Everyone, every pub that's not closed them on. I know the guards are real busy. I don't want to make their job any harder, but the way I say it, they should open up everywhere. Even my own pub around here, the local, open up, but the guards come in, close them down. Then as soon as the guards leave the shopping centre, open them up again. Same should happen all over. Stick together. No weak links in the chain. And the guards close down certain pubs certain times. Just keep on opening them up. Keep on.
But do they risk losing their licence then? I'm being prosecuted.
Well, then, Niall, they're all going to lose their licence, because I'm suggesting that they all do it and they all stick together and they all don't shrink and they all stay strong. They can't.
But what about public health then? What about people who will say, oh, should that...
But there's no... See, you've been banging on about the last couple of days and you're 100% right. We haven't seen anybody drop dead. There's only 16 people in the whole Republic of Ireland at the moment.
17 in hospital.
In hospital, 17, sorry, 5 of them in the intensive care. There's been no...
I know there has been, I believe, another 12 suspected cases
there
in
are
intensive
cases,
care.
Niall.
Suspected.
Yeah. And Niall, China, when they stopped having deaths, they opened in up hospital. Everything again. And what's called, all the countries in Europe that do not have many deaths are opening up. We're miles behind. Like you said, it'd be different if the people were dropping dead. Of course, I'd have to be responsible. But no, open them all up and trade the same hours. Don't even...
Then if we use that argument that yourself and Shane are using, and, you know, we support the pubs, then what about the casinos? What about the gigs and the outdoor events and the Three Arena and the GAA matches? Should they all just go ahead and defy the government? Because if we're saying the pubs should defy the government, then we should say everybody should do it. Because would that be a disaster?
No, the pubs will open up, and they're not just going to open up and pack them in. They're going to be social distancing in, right? But unfortunately, the Three Arena, and I'd love to go say killers tomorrow.
I mean, well, ELO were meant to be on this month as well. Shane.
Yeah, no, I think also as well is like, I think if the pubs, I think what annoys people about the publicans is that they're just not being given a chance. It's almost like they're just being turned away. You know, I think. Like,
so they're not being given a chance to prove themselves.
Exactly. Like, and I think that if the pubs opened and cases went through the roof, then I don't think there'd be any publican in this country that would say, oh, fuck that, I'm going to stay open. I think they'd all say, yeah, look, we tried it.
Yeah, if we proved that those cases were coming from the pubs through contract tracing, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Listen, Niall, the pub's opening is no different than the hairdressers being open and the beauty saloons being open and the supermarkets being open and your butchers being open. And I could go on here. It's exactly
You know what's funny about it? It's the same people now are saying open the pubs that were saying close the pubs. The pubs closed on just before Paddy's Day, right?
That's right.
And it was because a video went around of everybody dancing and having a good in Temple Bar. And all of a sudden this hashtag went around on Twitter, hashtag close the pubs, hashtag close the pubs. So everyone was saying close the pubs. Now at that stage, there had been no cases, as far as I know, in pubs. But yet there was a demand to close the pubs. Now there's a demand, because maybe we're all just pissed off, to open them again.
No, it's not. Listen, Niall, I'm not that bad for the drink. Go into the one that serves food. No, it's just they're being treated unfairly. But the gigs, like you say, ELO, right? You said to make the ELO available, they'd have to sell the Three Arena. And you can't have that. That's too many people together, Niall. Right? Mm. And everybody realises that. Now, I understand people who say, well, what about the artists? I mean, the Killers wouldn't be shot a few million. It's the people that I sing.
Were you meant to go and see the Killers, yeah?
I have seen them, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about the people that do traditional music in the pubs. That's the one I feel sorry for. Like the girl you had on the other day.
Yeah, Luan.
I feel sorry for them. But at least they know one thing. I know it doesn't make it any easier on them, but at least they know going forward that they're not going to be coming back anytime soon. But the publicans haven't a bloody clue. They're supposed to be coming back on August the 31st, and then when they get ready
the date of August the 31st is just a review date.
I know.
When Micheál Martin was asked, could they be closed for the whole year, he said he wouldn't comment.
I know. So that's why they should open. To hell with it. If they're at the work, and some of these people, most people are at the work, and their livelihoods, they like to get their business up and running, and like you heard, that girl was crying nearly the other day.
Yeah, well, she was crying, yeah.
No, and the other night, Deirdre, yeah. It's not because I want a bloody, but it makes sense, and people can dilute out different pubs. They're not stuck in all the one pubs. And this thing, you're going after an hour and a half, you're going, if I carried the virus and was kicked out of one pub in an hour and a half, I'm going into the next one, I'm infecting the next pub and the next one. Total nonsense.
Okay, somebody just texted and said the Doll Bar is open, but Eamon Ryan sleepwalking in the nude after 5 pints of green beer. I don't think he was sleepwalking in the nude, but maybe he had a quick nap, because he is fond of the old nap in the Doll, isn't he? Well, at the convention centre now. Let me go to Angela. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall.
How you doing? Angela, I mean, okay, there's going to be some sort of protest. As of yet, I don't know what it is. You know, it could be a formal protest at the Red Cow where they all just shout and roar with signs, or it could be they're all going to open in defiance of the government. So do you support them?
No.
No, you were on last night.
When was I on the other night?
Oh, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, you were one of the few, Angela.
Yeah, well, that's why you're on again, but go on.
That's why I'm on again.
You haven't had some sort of, euphoric moment where you've changed your mind?
A listen or something.
No, no.
I don't know. Yeah. One of those words anyway. No, as I told you, I don't agree with it. Yes, the numbers are rising. Yes, I know it's all to do with me and everything. Not all of it, actually. No, may I say not all of it has to do with me. Our factories or anything like that. But as I said, I want to give it till the 31st of August. I just want...
What difference is it going to make? I'm just curious. You mentioned this the other night, let's leave it to the 31st. What difference does it make if they do it? I mean, every week to them is more losses financially. It's nothing to you, Angela, but because you have this little experiment in your head till the 31st of August. What difference does it make if they open on Monday or the 31st of August? What difference does it make?
It's just an extra 3 weeks.
Why? But why? If you give me a scientific reason as to why we should wait an extra 3 weeks.
I'm not a scientist.
I know you're not. And neither am I. But I'm looking for, you know, we do things and we make decisions in government and we make decisions in society. Yeah. And we always have a reason, good reason to make a decision. Give me a good reason.
I'm not taken from the publicans. I'm not taken from that. Do you know what I mean? I feel sorry for them. But they're not the only ones losing jobs.
Absolutely, but you're not answering. Don't do the whataboutery on me. You're not answering the question for me. Give me a reason why they shouldn't open.
Okay, the reason I feel that they shouldn't open is, right, you look at any pub in Ireland on a Monday to Sunday and you will always get the one or two or three or four falling around the place pissed drunk.
Yeah,
right?
That's what happens in pubs, yeah.
How are they meant to social distance?
Well, clearly they probably won't, right? Some of the drunks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But Angela, the point is, for the last 3 weeks, they've been doing that anyway in gastropubs. And through contact tracing, we'd know by
not
now.
Not all of them now.
Well, by the way, and some of them, there has been some that have broken the rules, right? But they've been doing that anyway. We've seen some videos online in places like Kilkee and on the bandstand there. I know it's not a pub, but whatever.
Yeah,
they've been doing that. And we haven't seen any cases come out of it. So if it was a case
that's what I'm saying. Just give it another. Couple of weeks.
This virus works on a two-weekly basis from what we're led to believe. So if there was some sort of danger in this, or if the cases were going to be exponential out of this experiment, we would have known about it by now.
I know we would have known about it. But that's what I'm saying. Not every pub is like that. And I'd say this. You open the pubs now and I can guarantee it the numbers are going to rise again.
And how can you guarantee that? You have nothing to base that. That's a guess. No. You've nothing to base it on.
Hang on
one at a time. Shane, sorry, go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, no, I feel like they're like, Angela, they're saying about people being falling all over each other and being drunk. I mean, like, obviously we know that in a pub, but I mean, a publican would be more aware of these situations, you know, if they were to open. And they'd be first on it to say, look, you can't do that. They'd be the first in there to separate them. I mean, like, if that's the case, then I mean, you could have someone in a house party drinking all day from 9 o'clock in the morning, go out in the street, go into Tesco, and do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, Angela, I was in a supermarket today, and you know, and people were kind of walking past each other and right beside each other, and you know, with the fruit and veg and everything else. And that supermarket is busy every single bloody day. The same with Tesco's and Dunn's and everywhere else. And we're not seeing, you know, any true contact tracing to the news every night. There's no cases coming out of these places. So what does that tell you?
That was my point the other night. Is the fact that if you were passing somebody in Tesco,
if you're
standing within 2 metres of them, you're not standing there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, drinking with them.
Niall.
Yeah, Billy, go ahead.
Listen, I just want to ask a question. There was five phases of the roadmap, right?
Yeah.
And they brought one forward. They've done away with the fifth one, right?
Yeah.
The pubs were officially supposed to open on July the 20th. Sorry, on the 20th, because when it was brought forward, the 20th, right? But their original date was the 10th, right? Yeah. So we'll stick with their original date, the 10th, right, which should be this Monday. So how the hell are you have to add in another fucking phase onto the 3 more weeks onto only to the publicans?
Yeah, they removed a phase, but technically added another one on. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So
yeah.
How the fuck did you get away with that? And why are they penalising the publicans only?
So it's a fair point, Dan. They removed that phase when we had more deaths and more cases. Basically saying, we're going to give you a break. This was Enda's little parting gift, Leo's parting gift when he, Enda, there's a memory from the past. Leo's parting gift when he pissed off and left the reins to Micheál. He was saying, that's grand, we're getting rid of one of the phases, we're going to shorten the phases down, great, woohoo, yous are brilliant. And then all of a sudden, nothing changed. Things actually got better, less people are dying, less cases, etc. in general over the last couple of months. And yet, they've just extended it again for no scientific reason.
Exactly. That's the main point,
The thing was, all of those numbers were going up. All of the deaths were happening with the pubs closed anyway. So my whole thing is, if you open them, and this is what I have said, and this is my whole point, having the pubs open is totally different to walking past somebody in Tesco's, to walking past somebody in Next, to walking past anything. You know,
I don't shop in Next personally, but go on, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
okay. We all know where you shop now, Angela. Have you ever been to Penny's?
Hon.
Yeah, have you ever been to Penny's, hon? Look at the amount of people that get crammed in there beside each other looking through the knickers and bras. Do you know what I mean?
They do.
I mean, Helena has told me about the experiences in Penny's. I mean, there's no social distancing. There might be social distancing in the queue outside, but when you get inside, there's no social distancing.
Yeah, but you are not standing next to them
And by the way, I would agree with you, Angela, if the chief medical officer or the deputy chief medical officer came out tomorrow and said, we've 40 new cases and through contact tracing, they were in restaurants and bars they came from. I would say Angela has a fair point there. But there isn't a case. Not a case that they're aware of. So what are we basing the decision on?
Just a
guessing game.
You know what it means? It means that
a hunch.
In the pubs, right that where the social distancing is going on and everyone's sitting at the table and having their drinks and having all that, that's working, right? Am I?
Is it working?
It is working.
When you say it's working, in what respect? Because there's less deaths and less cases. That you could argue there are countries around the world who didn't do what we did with lockdowns and everything else, and they're seeing a huge reduction in cases and deaths as well. And the argument by some scientists, not all, by some scientists is that the virus itself is getting weaker and starting to slowly extinguish itself. So you could argue that too.
Yes, you could, very much, and I hope that's what happens.
I hope that's the case too. Yeah, we'd all hope that's the case.
We'd all hope that's what that is what happens.
Absolutely.
But what I am trying to say is, for another 3 bloody weeks,
And I understand the point you're making, better to err on the side of caution, right?
Yes.
But in saying that, that's easy for me and you to say, I'm in work, I know you're not, I'm in work and getting paid. Those bar owners are not. Okay, but stay there for a second because I want to go to, if I can, to Sarah as well. Please stay there, lads, too. Sarah, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
I know.
Sarah, I mean, will you support the pubs? I have no idea which way they're going to protest. The suggestions they'll meet at the Red Cow and, you know, with placards and everything else. Or the other suggestion is they're going to open in defiance of government legislation or government guidance anyway.
I won't support the pubs.
You won't support them?
No.
And why would you not support them? Just curious.
Well, first of all, I'm not a drinker.
Okay, well, neither am I, by the way, but I won't be going out to them anyway, so don't worry.
I'm a special needs parent, and I have my child at the forefront of my mind at all times. Him going back to school in September is not going to happen. If the social workers get on to me, that's fair enough. Where I live, there is...
When you say special needs, or if you don't mind me asking...
He's medically complex.
Okay, all right.
Pretty high risk.
Okay, and I can understand the reason you might want to homeschool him if you feel there's a risk. Although, you know, the experts have said in relation... How old is he, by the way?
He's 7.
Okay, in relation to 7-year-olds, which other 7-year-olds he'd be mixing with, the chances are extremely slim.
He goes to special needs school now.
I know, but how old would the children be that he would be with?
7. And there's, like, it's a proper school, like, but yeah. It's a special needs school.
Yeah.
And, like, there's 2 nurses in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't be going back. And I've spoken to the principal, and she's saying, yeah, absolutely no problem.
But that's your choice. You have a constitutional right to homeschool your child, and that's your choice if that's what you want to do and you feel safe doing that, okay?
I won't be homeschooling him.
Well, what will you be doing?
I'll be doing physiotherapy and stuff that he needs.
Okay.
But I won't be educating him.
Why not? Is that
because
not
he's got a physical disability as well.
Okay.
And a mental disability.
But is that not a bit unfair on him that you're not educating him?
Like, he does get an education in school, but that's not my job. I'm a carer. I'm a parent. It's hard to differentiate the two of them.
Yeah, but to educate him, he has to either go somewhere or you have to homeschool him. Even though, I understand he has special needs, but he still has a right to an education.
He has severe intellectual disability.
Okay.
So, like, there's no teaching him
Well, look, you're his mum, and you know what's best for him, and I'm not going to argue with that for 1 minute, all right? You're his mum, yeah. And you know what's best for him.
But getting back to
the pubs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what difference would it make, the pubs opening? You know, and I know you have a vulnerable child. I don't see the connection between the two.
There's 10 pubs around where I live.
Okay.
Right, in... 1 mile radius. One person can go to the pub, can be in contact with me in the local store, have the virus, pass it on to me, I pass it on to my son.
But that's going down... What you're doing now, Sarah, with respect, is going down a rabbit hole. That person
but
the person that you meet in Tesco's might have been in a garage the day before, or they might work in a factory, or they might work in a school.
Point is null and void.
Okay, so then what I'm pointing out to you is it doesn't matter where people go. There's as much chance of them getting it in different places, be it a pub, a factory, Tesco's, Dunnes. Doesn't really matter. They're all going to be at risk to you because you have a private personal interest because your son is vulnerable. And I understand that. So the argument is for you to feel safe, everybody would have to stay at home.
Yeah.
What do you mean by yeah?
They would have to stay home for me to feel safe.
But you know that's not possible.
I was in total isolation. Nobody came into my house. Nobody came out of my house.
You wouldn't suggest that the whole country should stay at home, would you?
Frontline workers, the original lockdown should go back the way it was.
For how long? For how long?
Until there's no more cases. Close the airport.
Oh.
Close the country.
What?
We are an island, after all.
So
we can do this.
Okay, let me just get straight what you're suggesting, right?
Right.
So, until there's no more cases, which some scientists believe could be 10 years, right? It could be. We don't know yet, right? Okay. Close the country. Close the airport. Send everybody home apart from frontline workers until there's no more cases. That's not possible, Sarah.
It may sound impossible.
It is impossible.
Do you want the people that are looking after your child when you go into hospital to carry the virus to your child?
But there's very few people carrying the virus at the moment. Very few.
Right.
So the point I'm trying to make is that if that happened, what you're suggesting, and we locked down the country in some sort of undefined length of time until the cases were all gone, right?
Well, so cases are all gone.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's say we did that, okay? Let's say we went by that, okay? Economically, the country would collapse. We would have no money for healthcare. We would have no money for education. We would have nothing.
I suppose.
So, it's not a solution.
I know, but we need to be careful going forward. I think that the phases were too short. Like, we should have had all the original phases.
Well, the original phases, we more or less did, because they shortened the phases, but then they've just extended them again anyway. So we kind of do have the original phases, with the exception of things like hairdressers, which all opened a little bit earlier than planned.
Yeah, but I don't think they should have opened either.
So who should be open right now?
Supermarkets.
That's it.
And that's it. And doctors.
Nowhere else?
No, not really.
But see, and I'm trying to be respectful of the fact that you're caring about your son, and I would never take that away from you, right? But the world cannot revolve around those who are vulnerable. It can't, because if that was the case before COVID came along, there are always going to be people who are vulnerable to illness or sicknesses or viruses or bacterias. There are always people with, you know, cystic fibrosis, for example, have always been vulnerable to things like the common cold or the flu. But we don't close down the world.
What I want to say is cystic fibrosis patients wear masks in hospitals so they do not get
virus. But they live in society. They still live in society. They have to. They have to, unfortunately, adapt their lives, and they have to be very conscious and careful during flu season, for example. So they live their lives. The point is, you can't adapt the world and change the world for some vulnerable people. There has to be a balance. Everybody else has to go. People have the right to work.
People aren't obeying what has been asked of them.
I think they are. I think most people are.
Niall, I've been to supermarkets and people are walking up into my face. And I'm like, hang on a second.
I know. I can give you loads of anecdotal stories of people who broke the rules. Absolutely. But what I'm saying to you is, generally speaking, people are. Generally speaking,
they are. But I can be quite confrontational when someone comes into my face. I'm like, get away from me. And they get all huffy and puffy about me.
But do you think that you, for example, would be, as somebody said, it sounds like, you know, that you maybe have what they're calling, this person says, re-entry anxiety. So are you, do you think you have anxiety?
Yes, I suffer with anxiety.
Okay, so your anxiety then, to project your anxiety onto everybody else, do you not think that's the wrong thing to do?
Maybe it is.
Mm. And I understand why you and you care about your child. I can't blame you for that. Everybody care. I'd kill anybody who did that to my child. So I understand how you feel, but you're not being realistic, Sarah, by suggesting that we should lock everything down. Because you can't do that.
Carers are the forgotten people, and the people who we care for are forgotten. We always are. We're always at the end of the list. There's nothing in place for carers, and there never was.
Okay, what can this, in relation to your son, what do you think the state can do to help you?
When it is safe to do so, that our nursing hours are not taken off us, that when it is safe to do so, that if equipment is needed, that it's given to the child. Like, my son is waiting on a stander since November.
And that's, you know what? That's awful. That should never happen. COVID or no COVID, children with special needs who need equipment should get it anyway. That's that's a given, right? If we can buy hundreds of ventilator machines, that a lot of which are not even being used, we should be easily able to spend money on, you know, children who, with special needs who need equipment. I'm not arguing with you about that. And what I'm saying to you is, right now, at this very moment in time, for you to feel safe and for you to have confidence, you know, that your son will be reasonably safe, within reason, you obviously have to take your own personal precautions and responsibilities for your own son because he's vulnerable. What can the state do? Lock everything down, close the airport.
Not forget about it.
No, I'm not asking.
Listen to what we want and make carers visible.
Because if everything was locked down, the appointments for your son and the money that needed for your son to get his stuff is gone.
Niall, the money is there for my son's stander.
Now, what I'm saying to you is, every year we spend $16 billion in healthcare in this country.
That's not enough.
Okay, we only have a certain amount of money in the country that it has to be shared around between education, health.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but like...
Okay, so if we close everything, but if we go by what you're saying, Sarah, and close everything, and close the airport, because tourism brings in a lot of money too, and if we close all that until there's no cases, as you say, which could take years, there will be no money for you, or for your son, or for me, or for healthcare, or for education, or for anything else.
And there'll be no money for the politicians either
But forget about the... And hopefully there will be no money for the politicians. I couldn't care less about the politicians. I care more about people. So there'll be no money for all of those things if we do what you want to do. So you understand how impractical your suggestion is?
Yeah, I do. I understand it. Like, but it's my anxiety, like, of what the world is coming to.
But you have
to. And there has been an increase in other countries of new cases.
There's an increase, and you know, we get very careful the way we word this. There's an increase of cases, not an increase of people dying. There's less people dying.
There's still people in the United States dying.
Absolutely. Of course there is.
And it's climbing.
The numbers in the United States have gone down. The cases have gone up, but the numbers are starting to drop again. The numbers went back up again. They went down, they went back up. Now they're dropping down again.
That's if their government...
Okay, but the point is, we're not living in... Let's not worry about the United States. We're not living there. We're living in Ireland. So let's focus on Ireland. And in Ireland, currently at the moment, one person has died in 7 days. So we have to put things into perspective. Shutting down the country is not the solution.
That's if our government are telling the truth of how many...
Why, you think they're hiding? You think they're hiding? To be honest with you, I think our government would happily do the opposite and increase the figures if they thought they could get away with it to convince us all that they're doing the right thing. The point is, I believe the government are telling the truth about the people who are dying. Now, the other thing is, we need to look into why people are dying, not necessarily from COVID, but happen to be COVID positive. But the point is, one person in 7 days, I don't believe that there's more people dying that they're not telling us about. Because they'd happily tell us about it.
Yeah, but there's still five people in ICU that shouldn't be in ICU.
But there's people in ICU every day for different reasons. Every single day of the week.
Yeah, but not because of COVID.
I know, but that's just another reason that people get sick. People get sick all the time. 90 people die every day.
Yeah, but...
Currently, at the moment, at the rate that people are dying in this country, more people would die in car crashes. Currently, at the rate they're dying, currently at the moment... I don't mean overall.
Yeah.
So, but you don't not bring your son out in the car.
I do bring him out in the car.
That's what I'm saying. So when you get into a car, you take a risk. It's a risk. You know, somebody could crash into you tomorrow. I hope it never happens. But it's a risk. You know what I mean? So you have to, like, there's risks in life. We all take risks. Well, insurance will never bring back somebody's life. But say there for a second. Mm. Let me go to Noel as well. Noel, you're on Classic Kids. How do you know?
I just go on out.
Okay, Sarah not only does she not support the pubs, she would like to see all the pubs closed and businesses closed and the airport closed too.
Ridiculous. right? That closes down the whole economy. So that's the end game.
Well, it is end game, isn't it? I'm not mocking what Sarah's doing. I just don't think it's a realistic suggestion. I understand her own personal concerns. I do.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's okay for us to talk. She has to look after her son.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah, I get that.
But what the couple things that have annoyed me this evening has been this. I was driving home in the car and I heard 5 new deaths from COVID, right? Was the headline. And then, as an afterthought, after a bit of garbage and garble came, well, 4 of those were from previous months.
Yep.
Okay. So let's stop talking about how many have tested positive. Tell us how many have tested altogether. What percentage have tested positive?
Well, we've put a request, Helene earlier on did put a request into the HSC, and we've asked those questions, so hopefully we get them tomorrow.
How many are critical? What ages were they? Right, what pre-existing conditions do they have?
We believe the majority of people who are tested positive over the last few days are asymptomatic.
And how many have recovered? These are the questions we should be asking.
Yeah.
But to get back to the poor publicans, right, that have been hard done by, I mean, what really annoyed me is at the moment that I can't go for a pint with my buddy in a quiet pub, right? I have to go into a gastropub where there's 8 of us around the table with a sharing platter, which, again, encourages transmission, right? So why can't I just go for a... If they open all the pubs together, then social distancing becomes much more controllable. And then some genius comes up with, okay, let's shut them all at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We've identified that house parties are one of the major causes of transmission. So now let's close at 11 and create some house parties. It wrecks my head.
Yep.
I agree with you.
It doesn't make any sense.
You do. No sense at all.
No.
Yeah.
So if they opened up on Monday against the government's wishes, which is a suggestion by some of the pub owners online, would you go and support them?
Certainly. I'd like to go back to my local, sit in the corner, have a real pint of Guinness instead of a can, you know? And, these guys have played ball. They've been closed since 15th of March. They're closed 5 months now. And I can't understand how all the spikes are being... Every time it's dorm the pubs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what annoyed me yesterday was, or this morning I read, Stephen Donnelly, Minister for Health, released some of the text from the letter he got from Neffet, right?
Yeah.
Where they said, people that consume alcohol have no hygiene practice or no social distancing practice. I mean, it's like our lords and masters are speaking to the peasants that anybody who has a pint doesn't wash their hands.
And you know what? I would accept that if there was some sort of evidence over the last 3 weeks while the gastropubs have been open and the restaurants have been open that there was cases from those particular places or a massive amount of cases through contact tracing from pubs. I would accept that kind of language and that kind of commentary. But I don't accept it because there is no evidence or no scientific reason to make these suggestions. And earlier on it was mentioned as well by Neffet, they're now examining, they want teens to wear masks. Now, the word teens was used, so I'm assuming that means, you know, anywhere from 13 up to obviously 18 or 19. But at the moment, you don't have to wear it, I don't believe, if you're under 5 years of age anyway. Although I did see a woman today, and she was pushing a shopping trolley, and she had 2 kids. One was about 4, and the other was about 6, and they were both wearing masks. And I just think, I'm looking at it going, for feck's sake. Like,
My 7-year-old wears a mask anytime he goes into hospital. And this was before COVID.
That's because he's vulnerable.
Yeah, he's vulnerable to pick up any infection.
Correct.
Already got 4 hospitals acquired, but...
Okay, but that's a different situation, Sarah. I'm talking about assuming that the people involved and these 2 kids look very healthy.
I think everyone should be wearing masks.
All the time?
No, when where you can't socially distance, like in supermarkets.
Do you know there's a danger of Legionnaires' disease if you wear a mask?
I was only reading about that. No, we have to be obviously factually correct, okay? But can I just correct you in relation to it? There is no evidence whatsoever of anybody getting Legionnaires' disease. That's a myth that's been online.
Yeah.
There's a story online about somebody who went to a doctor with a mask on and wasn't feeling well. The doctor examined the mask and asked somebody to check it for Legionnaire's disease. And they came back and told her 2 days later they were suffering from Legionnaire's disease and gave them an antibacterial drug and they were grand. That story has been going around online for the last month and it has already been fact-checked by Reuters and by some of the
American... I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
There is no... Now, there is a suggestion that obviously if you don't clean your mask and wash it or use disposable masks and throw away the old one, you know, after you've used it, that obviously it's not good for you.
Or boil it for 10 minutes.
But I'll tell you for a fact now, I have a mask, I have two masks in the car, right?
Mm.
And that's... Anytime I go to the shop, they're the same mask I use all the time because I'm only in there for 10 minutes. Done. Gone. Right?
Yeah. You're meant to wash... Is it a cloth mask or a surgical mask?
They're disposable, yeah.
Yeah, you're only meant to wear them once.
I know, yeah, but... Yeah.
don't get me wrong. I can't preach because I've the same one in my pocket for the last 2 weeks. I haven't got to use it. The first time I got to use it was actually today. And the reason I got to use it today was because I went into a shop and everybody else was kind of wearing them. So I said, right, I don't want to feel too bad here. So I put it on. But then when I walked around the shop, I realised everyone was wearing them around their necks. So I said, well, I'll wear mine around my neck too because nobody else was wearing it on their face. So, and I've looked at all the evidence around masks and I'm entitled to make my own decisions like everybody else. But obviously the government advice at the moment is that you should wear them. And as of from next Monday, they are mandatory in shops. Even though I haven't seen any new evidence to the contrary, but anyway.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.